Hello, everyone, and welcome to this interview, Turn Your Monthly Expenses into Monthly Income. And to start with, my name is Kudakwashe Sapichuma, and I'm an internet marketing expert. I'm a blogger, and I do online coaching as well. And with me today is a gentleman by the name of Wandi Goliath. And Wandi Goliath is an amazing gentleman who has done amazing things, which we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to be talking about, Wandi is actually the founder of Global Operation, and he's actually the writer of the book, Turn Your Monthly Expenses into Monthly Income. So the picture that you are looking at on the screen, I actually bought the book myself. I have the book. And I read this book twice in a day. And as you can see from that picture there, I met Wandi's wife when I went to South Africa. And, you know, one thing that I loved about this book is how it's being distributed, which I'm going to be asking Wandi about the method that he has actually done to distribute his book. And I read it twice in a day, and it shares a lot of great information about how you can take your business, your entrepreneurship, your life to the next level. It's really, really amazing. So thank you very much, Wandi, for taking your time to be on this call.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, Kuda, for inviting me.
Thank you very much. So now I would love to ask you a question to start with. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and maybe your education? With this must not have something to do with the book. We just need to the listeners know who you are and just a little bit background about yourself in less than a minute or so.
All right, great. Thanks, Kuda. I was born in South Africa in a small town in the southeastern part of the country called Uitenhage, a town that produces these cars called VWs, the Golfs and the Audis and all of that. So I was born and grew up there, and I went to university at Rhodes University, which is about maybe just over 100 kilometers from Uitenhage. So I grew up as an Eastern Cape guy, and I spent 4 years in that university studying economics and accounting, and I came out with a Bachelor of Economics degree. That's essentially my background, educational background. But then I proceeded to work in many companies. As you know, when we are raised up, they say, go and get a good education and then get a good job, and then your life is sorted out. So I have just gone through most senior positions in many companies like South African Breweries, Coca-Cola, Prime Media, and a number of South African companies, until I said, let me just rather work for myself. And I established a factory a while ago, which was making caskets. Found that that is actually a great business, but it's a dying business. And then decided to sell, and walked into a meeting where there was a special advisor of George Bush speaking into this meeting. I just stumbled into the meeting, and I thought he was going to be talking about weapons of mass destruction. But lo and behold, he was talking about how you can do great things with your life as a distributor of Amway. So I joined a network marketing business then, something like 15, 16 years ago.
Oh, I see.
And after that, got involved in the industry, got into one company and became number one in 2.5 years. And then left that company, got into another, which was 4 years old. I became number one within a period of 18 months. So I repeated success in at least two different companies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's one of the reasons that motivated me to write the book.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you very much. That's, it's more like you have a lot to share. Now, again, on the previous question, you didn't answer briefly, like what motivated you to write the book. You spoke of of your background and other things that you've actually tried, and you went to network marketing. And can you tell us what made you write the book? If you can explain further.
So I didn't get the last part. Could I?
Okay, what led you to write the book?
Oh, I wrote the book as a gift.
Okay.
Really to people. I first fell in love with the industry. I actually thought that it is not represented well. It is not looked it hasn't got the right status in society. Always when you are selling Tupperware, you're selling Avon, you're selling Herbalife, you normally look down, particularly in African countries, by people. And yet, here I was in a meeting where a special advisor to George Bush was one of the top distributors of Amway. So I wanted to first simplify it, because it is not really something new. It is what people are doing every day. They are networking. They are referring products and services.
Mm-hmm.
And these products and services, they are consuming, so they are actually expenses. So they are spending money on funeral covers and vitamins, on herbs, on a number of things that we spend money on day to day. And at the same time, they are referring these products and services. You know, most of the products that are bought are through a referral.
Yeah, it's through
they don't teach you this.
Yeah.
They don't teach you this in Marketing 101.
Absolutely.
They say it's advertising, it is price, it is all of those four P's. But in actual fact, bulk of the spend that many people make is because a friend said that's a good product.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm saying, and I wanted to then simplify this industry and say, it is a normal a thing. You actually just are now turning your normal expenses into an income by participating in a referral marketing industry.
Absolutely. So now you spoke about.
That's one reason was to demystify it for families.
Absolutely. Now we should pay particular attention to the book because you know.
Sorry, go ahead with that.
Yes, we should pay particular attention to the book because a lot of people, they don't like reading, but who is out there in South Africa and across the world who can benefit from the book?
I wrote the book for three audiences, Ekuda.
Mm-hmm.
The first audience is a family. So, because families are spending money every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm simplifying to families by saying, take one or two of your expenses and change your habits. Spend in a place you maybe take one particular line item. Maybe it is your car insurance, or maybe it is your funeral insurance, or maybe it is your vitamins or whatever it is, or your cleaning material. In most countries, there are direct selling companies which you can switch your regular expenditure into those companies, and then start to refer your friends and family. And when you refer friends and family, you are actually turning that expense into an income, because you're going to start to receive referral income. It starts being a two-digit figure, and it gets to three digits, mm-hmm. it gets to four digits, and then five digits, and all of a sudden, you've now replaced the salary that you were earning in a whatever company that you're working with. So I want to show that to families. That's my first audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second audience I'm talking to in the book are people who have been in the direct marketing or direct selling, or sometimes called network marketing industry, because they some of them have tried many things, but they don't actually have a formula that works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they are not successful. In South Africa alone, we're talking about almost 3 million people who are in network marketing, yet less than 5% of them are successful.
Absolutely.
So I'm saying use the book, because chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8, five chapters mm-hmm. are dedicated for people who are in this industry. And it is not a theory. It's actually what I did to become number one in at least two different. And then the last audience I'm talking to, the third audience, mm-hmm. is your entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. People who have a product or a service, a unique product and a service, but they don't have a distribution method that can triple, quadruple, or quintuple their sales. And I'm saying, adopt this model. Mm-hmm. Let your clients become your distributors. And in that way, your sales are going to be tremendously high. And you also will reach beyond your borders. If you are in Zimbabwe or in South Africa, mm-hmm. You can set up a distribution network across the globe.
Absolutely.
And I am paying particular attention to Africans and saying, we have great ideas, we have great products, but we always are taking products from elsewhere in the world. They are always, we're always consuming and distributing for them. It's high time that we must also create our own network marketing companies and distribute products across the globe that come from Africa.
Absolutely. It makes so much sense. I guess our audience are actually loving this. Now,
in a sense, when you...
Yes, go ahead.
So in a sense, when you read the book, mm-hmm. it will appeal to those three constituencies, mm-hmm. and each of them will find something that is available for them. As a matter of fact, in the next 30 minutes, I'm meeting a company that is doing a hairspray from Swaziland. Mm-hmm. And they have read the book, and they want to set up a distribution network across the globe for the hair products. Absolutely. That they are putting yeah. together.
So now, talking of writing a book, I understand you may have faced some challenges. What roadblocks did you face on writing the book, and how did you overcome them?
Challenges of writing a book?
Yes, that's correct.
Sometimes it is too much information. It can be a challenge. When I wrote the book, it was about two and a half times the size that you actually see now.
Is that so?
Okay. And I was mindful of the fact that a lot of people don't really like to read. They are very lazy readers, most people. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to therefore rather make a simple book that a person can keep a person thinking about the things that are inside without overloading them with information. Many writers will say the opposite, that they run out of ideas, but I actually had tons and tons of things in that book, in my first manuscript. And then said, maybe this can be put simpler in this way, and this can be put simpler in that way.
Absolutely.
And generally organizing your work, because when you think in a random way, but when you are now going to present it in a book format, you have to think in a logical way.
Absolutely.
And that is maybe those kinds of challenges, really.
Okay. Now, one thing I love about your book is there's a distribution method that you have actually used. Because myself, I'm a reader. I read a lot of books. But, this is one book that I normally walk into a bookshop to buy a book and read. But this book came through a friend to me. A friend of mine came to me and recommended this book, and she said, "Kuda, you need to buy this book and read." And I was so excited by the distribution method. So, what I need to ask is, why did you decide to sell your book through network marketing and not the common method of putting your book into a supermarket, into a bookshop, into something like that?
Well, I wanted to ask to practice what we preach. You know, we are preaching network marketing in the book. So why don't we practice it and make a lot of people wealthy by distributing the book? So, and also, I mean, and many authors will say this, in many instances, the economics of writing a book are not skewed towards authors, but more towards the distributing companies and the distribution outlets. So I said, no, let's turn the things around a bit. Let's have the book being distributed by the reader. And that's what actually is happening in a network marketing space. The person becomes a consumer of the product, and at the same time as a distributor of the product
as well. So now, what sort of education did you take to write a book? Were you a self-taught? You went to school for it? How did you go about it?
The education.
Yeah, did you go to school to write a book, or you just one day you came?
No.
Write a book? Yeah. What sort of education did you take?
No, I didn't go to school. I think if I had paid attention to my my poor English, I would have never written the book. because this is what happens. You know, everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. So I had a story, and I was just motivated by my story, and I was also motivated by what it can do for somebody who can pick it up and read it, apply the methods, and become wealthy. So that is. I didn't really get any good education or formal education besides attending a workshop which was done by a Canadian company. They came to South Africa, and I then sat for 3 days to understand what is involved in writing a book. Mm-hmm. As soon as I understood that, I then started putting the book together.
Absolutely. That's great. So now, how many countries have you actually reached so far? I understand this is a South African product, and I'm doing this interview from Zimbabwe. And I've actually recommended this book to a couple of my friends, and some of them, they've actually bought the book. So I'm sure in some of the countries, we can count Zimbabwe. So how many countries have you reached so far? How many countries have the book reached, in fact?
This book has been sold, obviously, in South Africa and Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Namibia is there. In Lesotho, I was in Lesotho just about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And Swaziland, we do have members who are there. We have people in Zambia. There are over 100 people in Zambia are distributing the book. We have, as far as Ghana, some people who have bought the book. We also have a download on Google Play App Store, which is the book can come and sit in your phone as an app. And that has been distributed beyond these countries that I am talking about, up to even Asian countries. So we are very happy with that. I think the title itself is a very attractive title, because who doesn't want to turn expenses into an income?
Absolutely, that's great. Now, were you an overnight success? I understand that you've reached so many countries just through writing a book, and if you're going to be there physically, maybe your distribution was going to be limited, but you have used a method that is successful, and many of the entrepreneurs, the families out there, and the direct marketing people would love to learn. And were you an overnight success, or you had to work?
No, it. The book was written in 2015. At that time, I was still full time in another company. I was working. Mm-hmm. So I used 30% of my income for the next 3 years to prepare for the book.
Okay.
And to prepare for the systems, to prepare for the office structure and all of that. And what I did, Kuda, halfway through as I was writing the book, mm-hmm. I first created the cover that you see now and started selling the book, yet I was still writing it.
Is that so? Okay.
So I sold 200 copies at a special price of 250 rand mm-hmm. as a pre-launch copies. And they created for me 50,000 rands, which I put it back in the business. So it was that hard work on making sure that you prepare for it. And number two is to use ingenuity, because some people, Kuda, they stop short of achieving their dreams because they focus on what they don't have. And as a result, it cripples them. So if I had said, I do not have the money to pay for the editor, to pay for the first print, to do all the things that are associated in producing a book, mm-hmm. I would possibly not be where we are now. I just said, let me sell it because I know it's a good book that I'm busy writing. Mm-hmm. Let me start selling it. And then it sold really well, 200 copies. And I was able to finish the project.
Absolutely. Now, tell me about, you know, after reading the book, I actually started reading the book and I looked for you on social media. That was the second thing that I did. And I must say, I was amazed to see a lot of testimonies on your Facebook. I was like, wow.
Author page?
Yeah. This book is truly...
I do have an author page.
Yeah. This book is truly an amazing book. So now, tell me about... What were the two most exciting testimonies you have heard from your readers? Just out of all the testimonies that you have, what is the two most exciting? It could be a success or yeah. someone right. to family after reading your book.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you of two, Kuda. Mm-hmm. One is a lady who was working in Saudi Arabia as a nurse, mm-hmm. who said to me, I was looking for a business to do that I can earn an extra 2,000 or so to supplement my income. Mm-hmm. And I joined this company, and she is referring to Forever Living Products.
Okay.
But she says, as soon as I read your book, mm-hmm. I then resigned from my work because now I knew that I have a tool that I'm going to use to be successful mm-hmm. in Forever Living. Mm-hmm. Now, that lady is one of the top 10 people today in Forever Living. She's earning over 140,000 a month.
Is that so?
And every time I post on the book, every time I post on the book, she will always make a comment, a book that's changed my life. And I'm very happy with that. The second person who has is actually about to benefit from the book is a young man. If you go on our website, one of the comments on the first page mm-hmm. is by a young man called Lutando Mdia. And mm-hmm. The book inspired him mm-hmm. to put together a business on cleaning products. And that business, we're working with him to put it together. And that business is about to be launched in South Africa very soon, I think in the next 2 to 3 months. And I know it's going to be very successful because there's a lot of work that has gone into it. Mm-hmm. So I can count many, many other people, but those just stand out for me.
Absolutely. Now, we're almost coming to the end of our interview. I think that there's two more, three questions that are coming. So now, what are your final thoughts do you have to help motivate entrepreneurs to get started or to take their network marketing to the next level, as you have done? If you can give final thoughts on that.
Yes. If I can give what to on entrepreneurs, Kuda, sorry, I didn't hear the part.
Just your final thoughts to help to motivate or help in network marketing.
Yes. Yes. South Africans and generally people around the world are resourceful. They have an incredible ideas that can change the world. But what we are facing, and it is not just in South Africa and in Africa, is a system that favors a few people. So I'm saying to them, they can break those barriers. You know, if you can't get into the mega stores with your products, you can create your own distribution channel. And that's what the book is saying, be like Mark Zuckerberg, you know, come up with a new concept, a new way of distribution, and look at your clients as your partners in distribution. And that's the message really I want to say to young entrepreneurs, to people who are also in network marketing. They need to have a different view of that business. It is actually a big business. Some of them, they think of it as small. If you understand it, you will approach it in a way a CEO approaches a global company. Because that's what it actually is, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes.
How can someone get a copy of your book? If someone wants to buy the book, how can they get it?
Well, they can get a copy from, I think we've made an arrangement that you in Zimbabwe have a stock of books. I think we can continue to do that.
Absolutely.
But where people want to get it individually, they can get it straight from us. It just will attract an extra delivery cost because we're using DHL. So they can go to our website and we'll find a price specific to their country on the second page of the website.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, and also...
Obviously, they can also download it from Google Play App Store, and it will sit in their phones as an app that they can open and read.
Absolutely. And they can also look for distributors of the book as well from different parts of the world, I guess. Yeah. So now,
100%, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you mind if maybe some people may need to get in touch with you? What's the best method for them to get in touch with you? You can give us your email, maybe whatever, social media, whatever you'd love to give.
They can get in touch with us on my email, Wandi, WANDI, at growbigcorporation.com. GrowBig is the company that does the distribution of the book. They can send an email, Wandi, at growbigcorporation.com. They are welcome to also phone my mobile, which is +27 83 614 9679.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to ask you the last question. You know, I prepared some questions for you, and maybe you feel like, why didn't you ask me this? Yes. You know, I'm going to give you a chance to share whatever you feel like you need to share with our audience. Something maybe that I did not ask you that you feel like is a burning in your heart that you need to share with our audience.
Yeah, okay. All right. I just want to see more people understanding the work that the book is trying to do, is to really conscientize people and say, if you find yourself in a circumstances where you are doing less than what you were created to be, it is not the end. A lot of people are struggling with income, and yet they are spending money every day, so they can turn their circumstances, number one. Number two, a lot of people have great ideas, and the ideas are sitting in the corner somewhere because they do not have a method of taking the ideas to the world and to the globe. I want them to, when you're sitting in Harare, you're sitting in Bulawayo or in Swaziland, in Manzini, and you think that your market or you are solving only a problem for your village, I want to say to them, they must think again, because their calling is for them to talk to the globe. Each and every one of us, we can do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, we have come to the end of our interview, and Wandi, I would love to thank you so much for taking some time for this interview. I know you are a very busy person, and thank you very much for being on the call.
Thank you, Kuda. Thank you for the time.
That's my name, Kuda Kwashi Sapichuma.
Right, cheers.
You might call for listening. Bye for now.